Thank you. Good morning, and welcome once again to this radio broadcast. We're glad you're listening this morning, and we do pray that God would bless you as you listen to another portion of His own precious Word. We would like to take this opportunity to invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church. We meet at 124 South Main in the city of Forestdale. Have our Sunday school beginning this morning at 10 o'clock, and then our morning worship at 11. And then tonight's services begin at 4 o'clock with our prayer service, and then 4:30 for our evening worship. Our Wednesday evening services begin at 7 p.m. with our Bible study. So you're welcome to come to all of these services. And I know that you'll receive a warm welcome from the folks at the Independence Baptist Church. If you have questions concerning the things that we preach over this radio station, or just a Bible question, then you can contact me with those questions by writing to the Independence Baptist Church, Post Office Box 70 in Forestdale, Missouri. And I'll be glad to get back with you on those things. Also, sometimes there are folks that have questions, and you know, it's difficult to sit down and just write those things down. You always intend to do that, but it's just hard to get around to doing that for some reason. But if you have a question, and you know some of our church members, if you'll just talk to them, I know that they'll relay that message to me, and I'll be glad to get back with you on any and all of those questions. The past few Sunday mornings, I've been preaching concerning the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. And in particular, we've been preaching concerning the way that Jesus Christ organized His kind of church during His own personal ministry. We started back in the book of Matthew chapter 16, where Jesus said, "I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." And then we went on from there to show the various times when Jesus Christ literally called out people to follow Him. Those people that were baptized with the baptism of John, and it was from this nucleus that Jesus Christ organized His kind of church. The past couple of Sunday mornings, we gave you several proofs concerning the fact that the church was upon this earth before the day of Pentecost. Some of these are that Jesus Christ called His church a flock before the day of Pentecost. And of course, that's what Paul called the same group. It was before the day of Pentecost. And then we find this, that they preached the gospel before the day of Pentecost. We found that the church had the Holy Spirit power before the day of Pentecost. We find that the church baptized before the day of Pentecost, that the church had the Lord's Supper before the day of Pentecost, that the church had an ordained ministry prior to Pentecost, that the church had discipline before the day of Pentecost, that Jesus Christ was the head of His church before the day of Pentecost, that the church had a membership of about 120 people before the day of Pentecost, that the church had a business meeting before the day of Pentecost, and that the church had a treasurer before the day of Pentecost. We found that the church on the day of Pentecost was added by 3,000 souls were added that day that was saved. We found in the book of Matthew 28 that the church had the Great Commission before the day of Pentecost. We find that Jesus Christ was building His church before the day of Pentecost. We found a lot of things that went on before the day of Pentecost. I didn't get to this one last Sunday, but notice this, that the bridegroom was with the bride before the day of Pentecost. The book of Luke chapter 5, verse 33 through 35 states, "And they said unto Him, Why do the disciples of John fast often, and make prayers, and likewise the disciples of the Pharisees, but thine eat and drink?" Well, now there's a contradiction, isn't it? Because the Pharisees, well, they were fasting all the time. And the disciples of John were fasting all the time. But the disciples of Jesus wasn't. The church wasn't fasting. And He said unto them, in verse 34, "Can you make the children of the bride chamber fast while the bridegroom is with them?" Now look at that. Jesus Christ was with His church. And Jesus is the bridegroom. And Jesus said, "I am with my church. I am with my children. I'm with my people. And they don't need to fast because I'm here." But in verse 35, Jesus said, "But the days will come when the bridegroom shall be taken away from them, and then shall they fast in those days. How true it is. You see, isn't that a marvelous thing that Jesus Christ was with his church as the bridegroom before the day of Pentecost? Notice another point, that Jesus Christ sang in his church prior to the day of Pentecost. And of course, this was prophesied in the book of Psalms 22, verse 22, that Jesus Christ would sing. Psalm 22, verse 22 states, I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the congregation will I praise thee. So there it is. Jesus Christ is going to be singing. And in Mark chapter 14, verse 26, the prophecy is fulfilled. Because Jesus Christ said right after they had given the Lord's Supper for the very first time to his church, and when they had sung in him, they went out into the Mount of Olives. Isn't that a marvelous thing? The church of the Lord Jesus Christ was organized before the day of Pentecost. The bridegroom was with the bride before the day of Pentecost. Folks, there is no scripture that says anywhere that the church was organized on the day of Pentecost. You think about that a minute. There's no scripture anywhere that says that. Now, I've got a lot of books in my library, and as I read those, why, those authors of those books, they will say over and over again that the church was organized on the day of Pentecost. But you know what they don't do? They don't put a scripture after that saying. You know why? Because there's no place in the Bible that says that the church was organized on the day of Pentecost. Well, what did happen on the day of Pentecost? What is that all about? And so this question gets us into a brand new section, the purpose of the day of Pentecost. I'm going to give you real brief what the purpose of the day of Pentecost is. It's there because of the unbelief of the Jews. That's the reason that the day of Pentecost even came along to start with. Notice this. In the book of Acts chapter 2, verse 1 through 4, the Bible gives us this reading concerning the day of Pentecost. The Bible said, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it set upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. As I read these verses, I see a lot of questions that's there. But we can't get into those questions this morning concerning what the tongues are, and the cloven tongues like as of fire, and what about this rushing mighty wind. We're not going to be able to get into that this morning at all. But what we do want to preach about is the purpose of the day of Pentecost. Why was the day of Pentecost even there? Notice, the word Pentecost actually means 50. It means 50. There was 50 days from the Passover unto the day of Pentecost. In the Old Testament, the day of Pentecost is called the Feast of Weeks. But in the New Testament, it is called the day of Pentecost. The first time that there was ever a day of Pentecost or a Feast of Weeks in the Bible, you'll find this in the book of Exodus, comparing Exodus chapter 12 and Exodus chapter 19. Because from the time that Israel left the land of Egypt until the time they got to the base of Mount Sinai, where Moses went up and got the Ten Commandments, there was 50 days. Do you know why God gave the law? The Bible tells us in the book of Galatians that God gave the law to Israel because of unbelief. And that is exactly why God gave the day of Pentecost. It was because of the unbelief of the Jews. You know, in all reality, people have the idea as they read the book of Acts that there was only one Pentecost. But there were many Pentecosts. It started way back when Israel came out of the land of Egypt, and they were at the base of Mount Sinai. But not only that, it continues. Paul had determined himself in the book of Acts 20 and verse 16 that he wanted to be at Jerusalem on the day of Pentecost. Well, it's evident that the Pentecost that Paul wanted to be at there in Acts 20 is after Acts chapter 2. It's apparent that the day of Pentecost continued. And then we also find in the book of 1 Corinthians 16:8 that Paul said, I want to stay at Ephesus until Pentecost, because he had some folks there he wanted to witness to. And so don't think that the day of Pentecost was just one time, because it wasn't that way at all. We said that God allowed Pentecost because of the unbelief of the Jews. And that's the absolute reason. I want to go with you this morning and just look at some of the reasons, some of the things that had happened, how that the Jews had rejected Christ, and why God gave the day of Pentecost. Think of this. During the personal ministry of Jesus, did the Jews as a nation accept him? Well, no, they didn't. They rebelled at everything he taught and everything that he did. Jesus Christ would heal somebody, and the Jews would get on to him because he healed on the Sabbath day, instead of doing it according to their rules. The Jews rejected the miracles and the signs that Jesus gave them, even when Jesus healed a man that was born blind and had never been done before. The Jews rejected that because it just wasn't supposed to be done on the Sabbath day. When Jesus raised a little girl from the dead, the Jews rejected all of that. The Jews rejected Christ and finally came before Pilate and cried, crucify him, crucify him. And they crucified Jesus. But it didn't stop there. The Jews were given signs that they would not believe. The veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom. And for the first time, the Jews could look into the Holy of Holies, where only the high priest was supposed to go. There was a great earthquake when Jesus died on the cross. The Bible said the rocks were rent, the book of Matthew 27, verse 50 and verse 51. Many signs were given to shake up the Jews and to make them wonder what was really going on. Not only that, the Bible says in Matthew 27 that after the resurrection of Jesus, that the graves of many which slept arose, and they came out of those graves and went into Jerusalem and appeared unto many. Now that would shake you up. If somebody you knew had died and you was at the funeral and saw them buried, and then you looked up and there they were standing in your door, don't you think that'd get your attention? See, the Jews totally rejected Jesus Christ. But Jesus Christ came out of the grave. He is God. And it's amazing when you think about all the ways that the Jews rejected Jesus during his own personal ministry. They rejected all the signs and wonders that were given to point them to Christ and to God. And all these things being rumored about, that nobody was ever saved. I'm going to tell you something. According to what the Bible says, you can read it from front to back. But people are not saved by seeing a sign. The Bible says, an evil and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign. There shall no sign be given unto it, but the sign of the prophet Jonah. For as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. It is by the preaching of the Word of God that people are saved, and not by signs and wonders. Jesus Christ allowed on the day of Pentecost languages to be spoken which men had not studied, as another sign of the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ, that people would be saved. And on the day of Pentecost, there were 3,000 Jews saved on that day. Well, we see that our time has slipped away from us once again this morning. Listen again next Sunday morning as we continue in this series. If you have questions about this, you can contact me. I'll be glad to talk with you about those things. Thank you now for listening.